Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, parochial vicar, and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
I don't know about you, but I love my smartphone. It's not even an iPhone. But there are so many neat apps, and one is called Earthquake, and no, it's not a game, but reports in real time earthquakes from around the globe. It vibrates, and with a press of a button, I have the location, a map, and the Richter scale. In 24 hours, I will be interrupted from 15 to 20 times. I am amazed at just how dynamic the Earth is and how much of its workings I really don't understand. You know, the planet is more like a living organism than a rock floating in space. We imagine that we live on stable ground, but the calm conceals forces that are thermonuclear in size. It's a great metaphor for living. We live in a world of continual change, be it physical, social, economic, political, or religious. Sometimes it excites us, and we embrace the adventure. But sometimes it scares us, and so we pretend stability. We imagine our opinions are certain and reality is unchanging. You know, sadly, too many choose to ignore the countervailing evidence and arguments against their pet position. Just consider, 40% of the American population ignores a mountain of science when they assert that the world was created in the last 10,000 years, almost half the American population. Or in economics, we really did spend ourselves out of the Great Depression. Or in politics, we have gerrymandered ourselves into gridlock. Or our church. For too long, the European hierarchy pretended the abuse scandal was an American problem. It is folly to ignore inconvenient truths. The reality is that earthquakes do come, and they just aren't plate tectonics. God is an earthquake, and Jesus is the ultimate inconvenient truth. Yet how many of Jesus' repeated teachings do we put aside as inconvenient? Do I really have to forgive 70 times 7? Why can't I judge? What do you mean, turn the other cheek? Just really, who is my neighbor? Why must I mourn others' plight and hunger and thirst for their justice and more? Sometimes I think God is the earthquake that wants to break us out of comfortable religiosity and move us back into spiritual adventure. Some imagine that what matters most is belonging to the right church, holding the right beliefs, saying the right prayers, and above all, never, ever mess up. Sorry, God wants a lot more than that. He's looking for dynamic, personal response. So I ask you, what if we treated our spouses the way we treat God? Just consider for a moment. Would if any of you want to marry a person who merely acknowledged your existence and never made a mistake, careful, and nothing else? Is that the kind of spouse you would want? Wouldn't you instead want someone who loves you passionately, sees you each day with eyes of new appreciation and loves delighting in you? Isn't that what you want? Does God want less? Today's gospel paints a story of two men, one in need of an earthquake, a Pharisee and a tax collector. Don't get the parable wrong. The Pharisee really is doing the right stuff. And the tax collector really, really is a sinner. And worse, he's a traitor to his own people by his profession. Yet Jesus tells us the sinner locked in his sin is more acceptable to God than the observant Pharisee. This parable would have struck Jesus' hearers as totally outrageous and outlandish. Why would God prefer the sinner to the righteous? Well, a smugness that becomes judgment. Hard work and effort made the Pharisee complacent, while the other could only offer a broken heart. Both were praying, but one was so self-satisfied that he prayed to himself. As our text says, the Pharisee took up his position, spoke this prayer to himself, pros eoton, to himself. Dominican John Farrell tells a story of a very earnest Catholic primary school teacher who was teaching this parable of the publican and the Pharisee to her children. In that characteristic manner of all primary school teachers, she summed up the lesson by repeating the message a final time. And to her absolute horror, she heard herself saying, "And so, children, aren't we all pleased? Aren't we all pleased that we're not like that Pharisee who? Aren't we all pleased at one time or another that we're not like you fill in the blank?" The teacher trapped herself in smugness and judgment. And so Father John asks, how is it, but it is so, that the actual living out of the Christian life can at times itself be a block to the prayerfulness of Christ, which is its source and nourishment? The very flourishing of the Christian life, genuine good flourishing, can itself suffocate faith like thorns choking the seedlings of the Word. The reason is simple. I've turned it into my achievement, my doing, when in reality it was more God's grace and gift than my determination and toil. We really are, all of us are terribly in need, terribly equal. None of us can give to ourselves what we most need: love, life, future. The Christian life really does begin in vulnerability. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who know their neediness. The tax collector's prayer was not an assertion of achievement, but an acknowledgement of need. In doing so, he was offering an open mind and heart that is malleable to God's touch. He gave himself simply as he was. No excuses, just gave himself. You know, God doesn't want to offer prizes for good behavior. He wants to offer a partnership, a companionship. He offers himself. You know, being forgiven doesn't mean perfection. It means pursuit. It means following the lead of God's love. You know, sin doesn't keep God away. It's the walls we erect, the ego we build. The time God sends an earthquake into my life, I know, to break me out of complacency and smugness. It's in those moments I have to relearn the tax collector's prayer, "Oh God, be merciful." In that prayer, I step outside of my certitudes and comfort and back into the adventure of trusting God. I may not get it right, and ultimately I don't need to. I just need to open myself. I need to respond. If you love someone, really love someone, you'll know what I mean. You simply respond. You respond because you love them. And they love you. And praise God. He loves you so very, very much.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Nancy, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.